From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting Europe's most wanted man, the top suspect in the November attacks in Paris, has been arrested in Belgium. As Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital, Salah Abdeslam was taken along with four others in a police raid in the Brussels neighborhood of Malenbeek Friday afternoon.
A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office gave the details of Salah Abdeslam's arrest during a police raid Friday afternoon in the Brussels neighborhood of Malenbeek.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue 80 by the special units of the federal police. He was slightly injured at his leg during the intervention and has been transferred to the hospital.
The spokesman said another man, identified as Monir Ahmed Alaj with the alias of Amin Shukri, was also injured during the shootout and hospitalized. Three other people were arrested during Friday's raid. The arrests bring to an end a four-month manhunt for Abdeslam, whom authorities counted among the jihadists who plotted and carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help stem the tide of illegal migrants headed to the continent. Under the agreement, all migrants who illegally enter Greece from Syria and elsewhere, including those already in Turkey, will be sent to Turkey after they are registered and their claims for asylum in Europe are considered. In exchange, thousands of refugees who fled to Turkey and legally sought asylum will be resettled equally across the 28 EU members. More than 1.2 million migrants have landed primarily on the Greek and Italian shores since January of 2015. About 4,000 have drowned while trying to cross the Aegean into Greece. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's launch of two medium-range ballistic missiles, saying it clearly violated UN resolutions. In a unanimous statement, the Council expressed grave concern over the launches and called them unacceptable. Ambassador Ismael Abrao Gaspar Martins of Angola is the Security Council president.
And the Council is definitely working seriously on the adoption of resolution which was adopted on the 2nd of March on DPRK for a full compliance by the members of the Council of the sanctions regime which has been adopted.
The statement was adopted during a closed-door meeting called by the United States and was backed by China, North Korea's ally. Pyongyang test-fired the missiles Friday in defiance of UN resolutions prohibiting that country from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al-Hussein says Burundi is on the brink of a sudden escalation of violence to what he called massive proportions. Zayed told the UN Security Council Friday that continued human rights violations and impunity for perpetrators mean that many of Burundi's people live in terror. Burundi has been mired in a violent political crisis since April of last year, when President Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won what many see as an unconstitutional third term. Russia has removed most of its strike aircraft from Syria and has curtailed airstrikes there this week. A spokesman for the U.S. Military Central Command, Colonel Pat Ryder, said Friday the majority of Russia's strike aircraft have left Syria. He said the Russian military still has helicopters and transport aircraft in Syria, along with ground forces. Ryder said he received information Friday afternoon indicating that Russia did not conduct airstrikes in northern Syria this week. However, he said Russia did carry out some airstrikes near the southern city of Palmyra in support of Syrian troops fighting Islamic State militants. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft blasted off from Kazakhstan early Saturday on its way to the International Space Station with a three-man crew, including an astronaut about to break an American record. By the end of his six-month mission on the space station, Jeff Williams will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. This is Williams' third time aboard the space station. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.